Blog Talk Radio.
It's so important, people of God, to get into the very presence of God. Nothing else matters now. In fact, I want you to find yourself right in the Holy of Holies. See his presence. I'm in his presence. While I'm there thanking him, I know that I have a right. Whatever I need, he will supply. I believe tonight somebody just wants him to open up the windows of heaven for you. Let it rain. Send down your blessings, Lord. I just need you to move in this place tonight. I just need you to move in this place tonight. He's doing it right now. Hallelujah. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Help me, somebody, say it tonight.
Oh, Blessings, greetings, and salutations, everybody.
Hello. Welcome back. That was a long week. This is the Inspiration Factory, an offering of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network, where you are joined by myself, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and my partner in praise, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. Van, how you doing tonight, bro? Hey, I cannot complain. Don't do no good, no way. Nobody wants to hear, and then don't change nothing.
I know that's right, brother. You're right about that. But our Heavenly Father, he will always he always listens to us.
That's true, that's true. And the fact that we're vertical, we don't have nothing really to complain about. The fact that he woke us up this morning. Anything else is manageable.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's great to be here. I don't know about you, man, but I'm glad that week is over. You know,
man,
you go on a vacation, you think it's going to be nice, but then after a while, you're ready to get back to the rat race.
Right. I don't know about that, man. I had a tough work week last week, and I know
okay.
We're coming into our busy season, so it's going to be pretty much busy for me from here on out till February. So,
wow. I guess that little break was a blessing in disguise, huh?
Definitely a little blessing in disguise. Definitely needed it. Definitely needed it.
Awesome.
But I know I know we got some people that was missing us, man. I've been hearing it.
Mm-hmm.
I've been hearing it.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. It's always
a great
nice
thing. It's nice to be missed, absolutely.
And tonight the theme is toot your own horn. You know, life can tear us down. We can tear each other down. You know, sometimes.
Hey, Paul, I need you to hold on for one second.
Absolutely.
She must be trying to bring somebody else in.
Righty then. I see the list of callers is growing. That's a beautiful thing. I'm glad to see you all out there. Can't wait to hear what you have for us tonight. Neil, yeah, I see you out there. The birthday girl yesterday, happy belated birthday, Amelia. Mama O, I see you out there. Danielle, my Epiphany sister, I see you out there. Can't wait to hear what you got for us. And I want to hear what Van has for us also, because, you know, Van always comes on with something good. I was struggling to get something together, but I did. All righty, I'm curious as to what Van has in store here. But you know the theme for tonight, as I was saying, is toot your own horn. Ain't nothing wrong with patting ourselves on the back every now and then. Nothing wrong with recognizing our own worth.
All right, I'm back. Sorry about that.
There he is. All right, that's okay. You are excused.
What did I miss?
Nothing much. I was just telling the callers how much I appreciate them being here with us tonight and how anxious we are to hear what they have for us tonight. And, you know, it's a good thing to pat yourself on the back every now and then. Toot your own horn. Recognize your worth, you know. It's easy to be inundated with negativity. That seems to be the way of the world these days. So tonight we want to get rid of that. Shed some of that off. Shake it off. But before
Absolutely.
We can do any of that, I think we need to thank our Father for allowing us to be here tonight and ask him to join us. Van, would you like to do us the honors this evening?
Absolutely. It'd be my pleasure. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord God, we humbly come to you, Lord, just done that has bothered you, Lord, that has made you feel a way about us. So, Father God, we're asking right now for your forgiveness, Lord God. And, Father God, we're asking for prayers for those who are listening, those who are unable to listen, the hosts, the callers, the poets, Lord God, and even those who don't know you, Father. Father God, we're asking that you just comfort us and protect us as you do on a daily basis, Lord God. And Father God, we hope that we will do something tonight that pleases you. Not pleases us, but pleases you. Father God, we are your people. This is your world. You have dominion over everything. You are the Alpha and the Omega. And Lord God, we humbly just yield ourselves to you so that you can do what you want to do with us as your vessels. Father God, we just want to do your will. Allow us to be able to do that, Lord God. Father God, we thank you, we love you, and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for that, man. I can't even envision doing a show or even attempting to do a show without asking him to be with us, to guide us. You know, we're here to do his will. So I thank you for bringing us before the throne this morning, or this evening. I wish it was morning. This evening. So, tonight is Toot Your Own Horn. My brother, I know that you recognize your worth. You're not one of those people that are suffering from low self-esteem. What say you on the topic for tonight?
I actually wrote a different kind of piece for tonight along those lines. It's terms of recognizing my worth. And the title of it is called Sacred Trust Factor.
Interesting. The mic is yours, King.
Thank you, brother. This shell of a man feels empty. Even when I open the door and turn the key, the footsteps echoing through the chambers of my heart represents the house where my emotions definitely did depart. See, each step's creating an unusual sound. But as I bend down to pick up all the shattered pieces from what was on the inside, it bears witness to the seemingly put together shell on the outside. Yet inside this house there appears to be many mansions. Confused as of to why I'm allowed to view them with his permission, I'm still breathing with ample breath in my body. Then a voice says, come, my son, let me guide you. The eeriest thing is coming true. The only explanation I can fathom is maybe an out-of-body experience making me numb, because I can't be going through this alone. I'm so far outside my comfort zone, no way did my Lord and Savior tell me to love my neighbor. While my heart lays shattered in the footsteps I tread lightly in, begging to be healed from this internal pain again and again, this shell, it hurts. To stay locked into it feels like bone spurs, killing me softly, killing me swiftly, breaking every single molecule of my molecular structure. My tear ducts are irritated beyond repair, but he just keeps reaching for it. Reaching for me just so I can see. I must trust him. Just trust him. And that's that piece.
Wow. Yeah. Now that was a very thought-provoking piece there, man.
To God be the glory.
Every molecule. I mean, that takes it real, real deep, and yet he keeps reaching. That's the comforting part. He wouldn't be reaching for you or for us through all of the muck and the mire and through the disobedience that we offer at times if we weren't worthy, if we weren't worth something, if we didn't have a value. And so that definitely speaks of your self-worth. It speaks of you knowing your position in his eyes. That's a beautiful place
yes.
to be.
Absolutely.
You know, you and I jokingly talk about our daddy frequently, but it's real. He is
sir.
A father that loves his children. Mm. Thank you, Bam, for that. That's a beautiful piece.
Oh, man, thank you.
That's
thank
you.
To God be the glory, man. You know,
amen.
No matter where we go, no matter what we do, no matter how we feel, he's always there. All we got to do is trust him. We may not like how we're feeling in that moment, but it's a beautiful thing, like you said, to know your position, but also to know your worth while you're trusting him.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But enough about me, my brother. Enough about me, man. It's what do you got? No, brother. No. It's your turn. You're not going to get away that easy.
That wasn't even worth a try, huh?
Yeah, none of that.
Okay. I got a piece together called Your Condition Doesn't Dictate Your Position.
Mike is yours.
Homeless. Thank you, King. Homeless or down on your luck. Heartbroken because of a failed relationship. Shedding tears over obese, too thin, poor health, or anything else you could imagine. These conditions should not define who you are, and they certainly don't dictate your position. No matter where you are in life, no matter the ruts and hurdles you face, none of that is able to take you or shake you from the Almighty's grace. Nothing we encounter has the power to determine our position. God and God alone has the final decision. The God we serve is above all of our stuff. He showers us with his love, grace, mercy, and that certainly is enough. God is able to provide all that we need. God alone, we need no addition. With the one true God, our condition never dictates our position. Wherever we are in our life, once we submit to him, our condition is void, as his blood eradicates all sin. Just be sure in your heart of hearts the true God is who you invited in. The enemy is quite insidious, to be sure. Yet the name and power of Jesus the Christ is the one sure thing evil, sin, or Satan himself cannot endure. So take joy in the midst of your despair. Your condition is merely a stepping stone to victory over the prince of the air. I am here because God wanted me here. I have a grand design. I am the result of the most perfect love we could ever find. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I am a vessel used by God himself, a tool used to spread his endless wealth. I am somebody that, make no mistake, I am one forgiven by the Father and pardoned from hell's lake. I am blessed to be adopted by the Trinity, co-heir to the throne of Christ, my King, Jesus, my Christ. I am one for whom Christ died, pay my sins price. I am somebody. And I said peace.
Amen, brother. Amen. Yes, you are. You are definitely somebody. My God.
Yeah.
Thank you for that peace, Paul.
God.
That's beautiful ink, man. Beautiful ink. To God be the glory, man.
Yes, God is so wonderful no matter where we are. Whatever condition we're in, it does not have anything to do with your position in the greater scheme of things, in the army of God. You are somebody. He don't make mistakes. Remember that. Know that. Know that in your heart of hearts. God
Amen.
Don't make mistakes. We're here with a reason and a purpose. And we're here because the almighty, all-powerful, all-knowing God desired us to be here. And with that, how can you not think you don't have a purpose in life?
Yes. 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 Yes.
Yep. Well, my brother Van, what do you think about we start opening the mics and hear what some of these folks have to say, or hear what God has to say through some of these scribes with their hands up?
Oh, man, I'm ready, man. It's been a long week. Vacations are nice, but we got to hear from these poets, man. We got to hear what thus saith the Lord, man, through the mouths of these poets. So,
yes, absolutely. And first on the mic is our sister, none other than Danielle La Perla Negra. Welcome and blessings.
Hey,
how are you?
Welcome back, Epiphany. Hey, Ben. Hey, Paul. I'm fine.
Hey, hey.
And no shade,
good
Paul.
To be back.
What?
I had a week
I've been writing, though. I have been writing. I didn't write anything for this show, but I did. I have been writing. So it's all good. Your pieces were amazing. Very, very heartfelt. Very touching, man. Sheesh. Y'all got it going. Man. Y'all set the bar high every time. Oh, my goodness. I didn't expect to be first, but it's all good.
Okay,
nice to be back.
Ain't nothing wrong with being first now. Ain't nothing wrong with being first.
Yeah, you're right. How y'all been?
Going good. How you been?
I've been. That's all I can do for y'all. I've been. It's all good. Paul.
Yes.
Paul.
Yes.
No, I ain't going to do that for you tonight. I'm not going to. Have you been, I'm just asking how you've been. I'm going to leave that alone for later. You didn't throw any shade at me this evening, so I'm not
going
to throw
any shade.
I'm doing
good. Okay, thank you. All right. We standing in the sunshine tonight. There's no shade.
No shade.
We always standing in the sunshine. Always. Yes. Some of us like
we
to bring an umbrella and put it over top of folks sometimes.
Well, some umbrellas sometimes, so we can keep this light skin tone. You know, we're not trying to get dark skin. You know, that could be it too.
I don't know. I love the sun. I ain't even going to cut it, but it's all good. I ain't going to mess with you no more. I had to get that out, though.
Very funny. She started it right.
I'm just like, oh, see. I can't win with y'all. I'm not winning with y'all. It's all right.
But just think, Danielle, you're the first caller on the first show back for my little vacation.
Yes. Yeah,
nice.
I feel special.
As you should. Mm-hmm. That's the whole purpose of the night, to make sure we all recognize how special we are. And
most definitely.
High.
Yeah, I hope we all do. You know, but a lot of us don't recognize the what's going on. They don't know themselves, you know, because they don't know the Father. But they will.
Mm.
Keep praying for them. They will.
Yeah, you got to.
And that's our purpose.
Yeah.
That's one of our purposes. We are our brother's keeper.
Absolutely.
A lot of stuff. So what?
That's our charge
for us tonight. Absolutely.
Well, I'm gonna say, I'm gonna say something first, because listening to Dan's piece, you mentioned, and it's mentioned in the Bible, and we know this, those of us that know spirit. There are many mansions in my Father's house, and they are. And, you know, everybody has their own way of interpreting the parables and the words and the verses in the Bible. And the way that I interpret that is the mansions are our souls, and it's our souls that are filled with that love of spirit of the highest white light. And, you know, and to dwell in there is to never know darkness or pain or heartache or hate. Only that glorious light, eternal. That's it. That just came to mind. I had to write that down real quick.
I know that's right.
That is my understanding. Okay. That's just my interpretation of what's going on up there. We're never really going to know until we get up there.
Until we get there.
That's the way I see it.
That sounds like somewhere I want to be. That description you gave definitely sounds like somewhere I want to be.
Okay. That's what's up.
Absolutely. And we all know our Father don't make mistakes. He sent you here with
not
that
one.
Perfect.
Not a single one.
Okay.
We all agree on that. All right. With that being said, what you got for us, Danielle?
Something old. It's an older piece, but it's still a piece nonetheless.
That's all right. There's a lot of old wisdom out there.
Oh, yeah. All right. This is called I'm in Love. I've spent most of my life looking for love and keeping my heart open, hoping for, wishing upon, praying about, even thinking with a defeated mindset from disappointment in life. So blinded by what I wanted, what I thought was good for me, I couldn't see that I was in love. Wrapped in it all my life. The most beautiful, most forgiving ending love that never hurt me or made me afraid of losing. And I love him so much because after all my disappointment, all the heartache and all the misplaced faith in humanity, he's still here. He kept his word. He never left. And all that I want is to give him what he needs and to continuously dwell within his love. My belief, my knowing his love is the truth. Closest friend, and I will never disappoint him again because he is all that I ever needed. He is love, and I am in love with love, and that's that piece.
Wow.
In love with love, that's not a bad place to be.
That is
not at all.
In love with love, because like you said, God is love. So to be in love with love is being in love with God. I can't
right.
think of nothing wrong with that. Nothing at all.
That's
wow.
See, now, like I said, there's a lot of wisdom in and some old pieces.
Mm-hmm.
They're there for a reason.
Oh, yeah. And trust me, I went through something to get to that point to understand that. But now that I'm there, now that I'm here.
Okay.
That's right.
All good.
You're going nowhere.
I'm like, nope.
Mm-hmm. I ain't mad at you. What you got for that piece, man?
I thought that piece was great. Very loving piece. Being just like you said, Paul, being in that space is something else, you know, and to know what it feels like in that space, to have the confidence wanting to know the feeling, to be in that place. Oh, man. A great ink, yo. I love it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a
but y'all see
Danielle
set the bar kind of high for the rest of the callers now.
Oh,
come in here, start,
thank you.
Right.
What do I do?
But you know
what I do?
You spoke some truth. That's what you did.
Oh, yeah, always.
Yeah, absolutely. So now we're going to hear what other folks have to say. See how much higher the bar can be raised. I have a feeling that with what I see in the lineup tonight, God's going to be glorified and we're going to be blessed. We're going to keep things moving right along.
Amen.
I hope you're going to hang out with us, aren't you, Danielle?
Well, you know I ain't going nowhere.
I know that.
You know that.
I can never assume, but I kind of knew that.
You know thank y'all you got me. Y'all know I ain't going nowhere, man. Stop playing.
All right, we're going to set you in the praise lounge.
You can't send
off
this yet, Paul. You can't send off this yet, Paul.
That's right.
You can't do that.
Just, you got something to
we're
tell
back
you.
Now. We
Thank
got some
back.
Stuff to talk about.
Oh, right?
Yeah. And she wasn't going to say that either. She's going to try to slip right on the back door.
Because you know what? I wasn't thinking. But listen, I need y'all to understand something. On this particular show, when I write mm-hmm. about the goodness from above, that light from within, I don't see really around me because I'm protected. I'm covered. So I don't really focus too much outside of that ring of light that I'm in. So, no, I wasn't thinking about the other show until just now.
Well, it's a good thing. It's a good thing that the Father has us in place to make sure that we bring everybody back.
Absolutely. I cannot argue with that. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You are right.
So what do you have for tonight?
Well, okay, let me see. What is this? Next Saturday, I believe, is your show, Poetic.
Incorrect.
Okay. So, all right. So, Saturday
nice
night.
Nice try, though.
All right, Lord. I ain't going to go there, Lord. He told me don't go there. I'm not. All right. Saturday night at 9 p.m., I will be in Poetic Therapy with my awesome co-host, Stan the Man Phillips, for Poetic Therapy. Y'all can come in there and relieve some mental stress through some healthy conversation and some awesome open mic poetry. Monday night, I believe, is the Soul Cafe. I'm not sure yet now. I'm kind of thrown off a little bit, but if it is,
Monday night's open. Yeah, because it's supposed to be Raw with Rain. But
right.
I put a show in that place.
Okay. All right, so Monday night is open. All right.
Pop-up poetry for Monday, huh?
That'll work.
Right.
That'll work. But Wednesday night, most definitely, Wednesday night at 9, I am in the Love Zone with my awesome, sexy, sultry voice, Diva, and VIP. Now, the topic is up in the air right now because we just don't know yet. But trust me, when we do get one, you are going to love it. So y'all come on by Wednesday night and get caught up in the Love Zone. Back to you, gentlemen.
All right.
Thank you, Negra.
Yes.
You're welcome.
And now we can put you in the praise lounge after you enlighten
right.
us on what's coming up. We're going to keep things moving right along. God bless you, Queen.
God bless you.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Wow. Sounds like Epiphany's coming back. I like it a lot. And next on the mic, ladies and gentlemen, for your hearing pleasure, we have none other than Mama Oladipo. Mama O, how are you, darling?
I'm well, but not
Hello, Mama.
Altogether the same as I was earlier. I'm a little worn out. I've been through a lot.
Okay.
And so I came here to get my inspiration and to get some rejuvenation. Now, I have a friend that is not in the best space right now, but we did wait on the phone to do some poetry tonight for Divine Inspiration and my son, Van. So, Juwanza, you want to introduce yourself, and you can go first because I know you have a curfew. And I don't want you to fall asleep.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening,
Juwanza.
Welcome.
All right.
Any friend of Mama Oladipo is a friend of ours.
Absolutely.
Yes. Well, it's a pleasure to be here. I'm kind of an old guy as far as what I like as far as poetry.
Wait a minute, Juwanza. I hear a lot of like TV or noise or something in the background. Somebody's not muted.
Yeah, somebody.
I can't hear you.
It's staff talking on the phone.
Oh, can you go in another room?
Yeah, I can.
Okay. Oh, that's better.
Ah.
Much better.
Much better.
All right.
Okay, so you were saying, Juwanza.
Yes, I was saying that I was wanting to read a poem from the Old Testament, from the Song of Solomon.
Okay.
Alrighty. I'm anxious to hear this one. The mic is yours, King.
Yes. It's the it's considered to be the most sacred book of the Old Testament, and it's a long love poem between Solomon and Bathsheba.
Wow.
And it's a conversation between the two of them. So you're going to hear some parts that sound like a woman speaking and some that sounds like a man speaking. But anyway, the Song of Songs, which is Solomon's, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for thy love is better than wine because of the savor of thy good ointments. Thy name is as ointment poured forth, therefore do the virgins love thee. Draw me, and we will run after thee. The king hath brought me into his bedchambers, and we will be glad and rejoice in thee. We will remember thy love more than wine. The upright love thee. I am black, but comely, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, as the tents of Kedar, as the curtains of Solomon. Look upon me. Look not upon me because I am black, because the sun hath looked upon me. My mother's children were angry with me, and they made me the keeper of the vineyards, but mine own vineyard have I not kept. Tell me, O thou whom my soul loveth, where thou feedest, where thou makest thy flock to rest at noon. For why should I be as one that turneth aside by the contemplations? If thou know not, O thou fairest among women, go thy way forth to the footsteps of the flock, and feed the kids by the shepherd's tents. I have compared thee, O my love, to a company of horses and chariots of pharaohs. Thy cheeks are comely with rows of jewels, thy neck with chains of gold. We will make thee borders of gold with studs of silver. While the king sitteth at his table, my spikenard sendeth forth the smell thereof, a bundle of myrrh, is my well-beloved unto me. He shall lie all night betwixt my breasts. My beloved is unto me as a cluster of campfire in the vineyards of En-Gedi. Behold, thou art fair, my love. Behold, thou art fair. Thou hast dove's eyes. Behold, thou art fair, my beloved, yea, pleasant also. Thou bearest greener. And that's that end of the scripture.
Wow.
Yes,
thank you.
Yes.
The next piece I would like to do is called.
You can only do one piece now. It's my turn. Then you got to go to the next caller.
Oh, okay, great.
Okay, so if they come back around, you can do another piece.
Okay.
Is that okay, Paul?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, so I'm just going to do my piece, and then if you come back around, he wants to do another piece.
All right.
Okay, here we go. The name of this piece is called Time.
Mic is yours, Queen.
And I'm waiting for the background noise to stop. Okay, time, no time left. What in the world? Juwanza, do you have to mute your mic, Juwanza?
Okay, all right. Give me a second.
Time.
Is that better?
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and do it. Time. No time left for foolishness, for fooling yourself, for the imbalance of negativity. No time left for trying to make sense out of nonsense, nor left for killing while we are already dying. No time left to bury the dead or for crying. We are plucked off and we are dying. No time left to practice hypocrisy or idolatry. No time to be undecided. No time to be rude and undignified. Little time left to get it right. No time left for the fuss or the fight. There will be no difference between day and night, and there's no time left, none to waste, no time to ponder. Let us make the best of our precious time by God's grace. I am a living legend, and I wonder cautiously, causing no one to stumble. I shout loudly when I'm wronged. I never mumble. I am wonderfully made. I balance out my life, sharing my son, teaching the little ones how to make something out of nothing, creating jewels and poetry, doing what I like, being aware of the times, no time to waste, no time left to waste breath. Seriously, there's not much time left. So I practice juggling my energy, balance my little time. I make amends as I forgive those that I've asked, that have asked to forgive me for their sins against me. Just enough spice in my life, so little time. I use a little pinch and a drop of what's needed, tempered with the annals of time, never easing God out, just enough sun peeking in, not too much doubt or excessive anything, so we can live humbly in joy and peace eternally. And in the now, it is now that determines the hereafter and the forever after, which is the time, actual time that matters. Spend some time practicing good, not evil. Evil is like time, and water will always seek its own level. There's no difference between day and night. So it's time to get it right. And that's that piece.
Yes, time is something we're trapped in the midst of. That's one of our downfalls, because God operates outside of the restrictions of time. You know, I like that piece. I like several parts of that piece. We all have to be cognizant of the time that we have here. The time that we have here is meant to be used for His glory. When we avail ourselves to Him, that time goes quickly. But then we too will be outside of the restrictions of time. But it's important what we do here during the time that we're allotted. I thank you for that piece, Mama. I also thank you for bringing on that young man. We're going to try to get back around where we can do another round and hear from him again. If not, you can always bring him back next week. Dan, what did you think of that piece? Actually, both of those pieces. I love, what his name is? Chiwanza?
Chiwanza.
Yes.
Chiwanza.
Or say who?
Oh, I say who.
Okay, I love Songs of Solomon. You know,
yes.
God is very, very, I feel very obviously God wants us to enjoy our sex life. You know, He just wants us to do it under the protection and the guidance and the wisdom of marriage. But that doesn't mean it has to be boring. The Songs of Solomon gives you such imagery of love, you know, of romance, of passion.
Right.
You know, I appreciate him bringing that piece in. They both were very well received. Thank you both so much for that.
Yes, thank you for allowing me to speak.
Great pieces.
Song of Solomon is a cherished book, truly, truly for the lovers. And then time is the one thing that we can never get back. So it's very precious. And God operates outside of time, just like Paul said. And his time is not our time. So when he gives us time, we better use it wisely.
Amen.
Well, thank you both for your feedback. The basis of the poem that I wrote is the fact that, you know, there's just no time left for the foolishness. We just really have to get serious. Mm-hmm. People are dying every day from, he's then showed us everything that we need to know that it's time to get it right. I mean, people are just dying every day from COVID and from everything that's out here, from Delta, you know, from shootings in the head. People are just in the gas station pumping gas. And you're dead. So, you know, it's like it's no time to try to figure other stuff out. You had enough time here. If you've been here over 10 years on Earth, you should already know from your instincts that he put inside of you right from wrong, what's good and what's not good, what he loves and what he doesn't love. So there's no time left for foolishness. Everybody needs to just get on the right path and stop the nonsense. Let's all try to go to that ever after and see each other again.
Amen. Amen. Very well said. Time is running out. You know, I know as a youth, I used to think that, you know, okay, I believe in the end times and all that kind of stuff, but it wasn't nothing that was going to happen in my lifetime. But when you look at the condition of the world today, tomorrow could be that day. You know, so that's very well timed. We need to spread the word. We need to recognize that with what little time we have left, we have a lot to do. There are a lot of souls out there that need saving. We need to step up our game as well. Thank you both once again for coming through with those pieces, and I hope you guys are going to hang out with us for a little while and listen to the rest of the program.
Yes, thank you, Jawanza. Thank you, Dan. Thank you, Paul.
Absolutely. Thank you. God bless you. One love, one mic.
God bless you.
One love, one
mic. One love, one
mic. Amen, amen. Now, those were two fabulous pieces. Yeah.
Yes.
The bar has been set high. And now we have the birthday girl coming on to share the mic with us. Amelia T. Davis, welcome to the Inspiration Factory, birthday girl. Did you do anything exciting and special for your birthday?
Absolutely.
What? Are
you
answering for me? No, Van said absolutely, didn't he?
I said absolutely to Paul welcoming you to the show.
Oh, okay. No, stayed inside, didn't go anywhere, didn't do anything. Had some groceries delivered that ended up being 3 hours late.
But they showed up.
Yes. So just a quiet time by myself.
You know, that could be a blessing in disguise in and of itself with some of the insanity in the world today. You know? And I've gotten to the point where I like me, so a quiet time alone with me is something that's a blessing for me. Ooh, I love those few moments. When I can get them, I love it. So I'm glad that it was something providential for you, Amelia.
For folks that go to work and have active lives and, you know, run about, it's some wonderful downtime. For somebody who experienced that 24/7, 365 for the past 10 years, it's not so marvelous. But, you know, it was time with Jesus, you know, as usual. I mean, I spent every day, all day with Jesus. I have to depend upon him each and every day. It's his glory, not mine, that I get through each day. You know, so, but anyway, so I wrote a piece because this is a big birthday. I turned 60 years old.
Welcome to the Six Club.
Congratulations.
An age that many times I didn't think I'd see. So, again, the glory goes to Jesus. So this piece is called 60. Since you said, you know, blow your own horn and all that, so this is called 60.
Mike is yours, Queen.
Born in San Francisco, California, I'm a product of the 60s, an era of great upheaval and change. I was brought up in the middle of one of the headquarters of the revolution. Hippies, Black Panthers, women's rights. All those organizations surrounded me as I grew up. Even the farm workers and later the LGBT rights movement. I was a toddler when JFK was assassinated in Dallas. I remember being in early elementary school when a special assembly was called to announce that Martin Luther King Jr. had been murdered as well. I was a little older when my mother was frantic. She said we had to get to the Catholic Church immediately to light a candle for Bobby Kennedy. He had been shot in the head. He later died. I was in my late teens when Harvey Milk was assassinated, in addition to when Jim Jones took all of his followers to the compound and they died drinking poison-laced Kool-Aid. I was exposed to many different races and religions. It truly was a melting pot in the Bay Area. I'm a survivor. I've been abused since childhood in many different ways. I've learned how to rebuild my life multiple times out of rubble and ashes. I've cried a river of tears over the heartbreak and pain I've endured. I've won a scholarship to a premier ballet studio throughout my adolescence and teen years. I later won partner dances contests. I even met my husband at a dance club. Giving birth to my son at 21, he was my greatest joy and achievement. Working in banking and accounting most of my career life, I evolved into a homemaker after becoming too disabled to work due to the damage I received from the multiple traumas. Moving from California to Texas has been a great personal evolution for me. My marriage disintegrated as my poetry took wings. Jesus has been with me through it all. He has kept me alive when I should have been dead. Jesus has healed my heart multiple times from heartbreak and despair. He has been my constant companion when there hasn't been one human being around. He has given me love when I've had none from folks. He has protected me. Jesus is not just my Savior and Redeemer. He is my power and strength. He is the ink in my pen. He has sent the Holy Spirit to guide me through my darkest night. My Father God is my provider, supplier of every need. My Father God has me give, he had, my Father God has given me this talent called poetry since early childhood. I am his beloved daughter. I'm a queen in his kingdom. My home, my castle, is in the heavenly realm. Legions of angels are at the ready to defend and protect me. I am truly blessed to have seen the past 60 years. I'm absolutely grateful to Jesus for allowing me to live to see this age. And I pray that I have many more years awaiting me in my future. To inspire, to enlighten, to educate, to empower, but most of all, to be a positive woman warrior in my Father's army for the light, love, and good. Musings of Emilia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen. And peace.
All right. 60. Beautiful numbers. Beautiful numbers. And you definitely shared a lot of points that you were blessed to experience and witness, even though some of them, quite a few of them, were not positive points per se, but you were allowed to view history in the making. You were allowed to witness and see the growth of this nation through a lot of that, as was I. So I know I'm grateful that I was allowed to be here through all of this. So it's a beautiful thing that when you look back, all that you've been spared from and all that you've been able to witness and experience. To God
Absolutely.
Be the glory.
Thank you.
Yeah, so you've joined a very, very, very fun club. The 60s is a beautiful place to be, baby, I'm telling you. 60 is the new 40. In the van.
I honestly would not know that since I'm nowhere near there. So, and my daddy is in his 60s. And judging the way he walks around, yeah, I don't see 40 in that 60 at all. But
yeah,
needless to say, that was a nice anthology, Emilia T. Davis, nice history lesson. Thank you for taking us on that journey of the things that you've witnessed throughout your time. Appreciate it, definitely.
Definitely, definitely. And
yeah.
For this 60 celebration, you have to determine and work towards what you're going to do to make this the best decade of your life. That's something
I
proposed to myself on 60.
I did a piece. Well, I was going to bring it last week, but whatever happened. But I need to take time, and that's what I've been doing, and concentrating on what issues that I've had to overcome, you know, now, and then where do I want to go from here, you know, what do I want to accomplish, and really my goal is to accomplish for God, for Jesus. To empower, to inspire, to uplift folks for him, you know, and poetry being a catalyst or writing being a catalyst, but that's my number one goal is to bring about change for his people and for his glory. That's really where I want to put my energy and my strength in.
That's an awesome place to be. And I appreciate you and I respect you for having that as a desire. Okay?
Absolutely.
We're going to put you in the praise lounge now, Amelia. And I hope you're going to hang out and continue listening in with the rest of the callers.
Thank you. Blessings both of you, kings.
God bless
Much
you.
Much love.
God bless you. One love,
one mic.
Yeah, 60 is an exciting place to be. You'll know what we talk about when you get there, Van. For those of you listening online,
This is the Inspiration Factory. 319-527-6300 is the number to call in. And you must do so before the 11 o'clock hour. You should be going to overtime, and you want to stay on there with us. You have to dial that number. Be sure, if you dial that number and you want to share something with us, press 1 so that we know that you want to come on and we get to hear what it is that you have to share with us. We're going to keep things moving to area code 346. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Who do we have on the mic?
This is yours truly.
My
How
brother,
are y'all doing
my
tonight?
My brother. It is so good to hear your voice, my friend. How are you, brother?
I am doing so well. I appreciate y'all allowing me to get on the mic.
Man, you're welcome here anytime, brother, anytime.
Definitely. The theme is still the same, I'm guessing. I know we had a birthday in the building. Happy birthday to her. 60 is a big number. That's a milestone in itself.
Indeed.
Yeah. The theme is still the same. Take your own horn.
Yes, sir. Oh, man. And he better. And he better. He better. He better.
Rut Rose.
I never do something. I never do something light, but in standing with the theme. I'm an unwilling, non-weapon-wielding warrior raised religious. In a religion where we bow our heads in prayer, say amen, and then commence to keep on sinning again. Fake faith-dripping fools that fail to mention their true intentions but beg for Christ to be with us. As we falsely date just to fornicate and say that God will forgive us. We witness our fellow brothers and sisters mingle just because both parties are single. Betting a leaning, lingering Jenga stack of unprotected Pringles that it'll work out. Knowing they poor condition spiritual fitness. And we claim to mind our business, yet when they finish that courtship route, without rings being divided and handed out, the mouth gospel's harder than Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John in a church house, but claim to search out lost souls outside the temple and maintain that it's in Jesus' name. It isn't more simple to first check on your own mental than down to the rest of reality your spirituality can trinkle, iron out the wrinkles in finding your true purpose. Or that other search is proving more worthless than a doctor challenging a 3-year-old to read a script written in cursive. See, now I ain't perfect. But do you not understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? Or are you still listening in old English? Maybe you don't believe it even though you've seen it. A biblically baptized Baptist babble about the Bible, taking a stand on what they don't understand. And when you speak and seek to God, their eyes revise to now see you as rival. Recognize the lies and don't be surprised when they reply to be spiteful and unlike you. Understand they never even liked you. Just a bunch of fast-talking false prophets for profit that are too slow to listen, but are quick to say grace, show face, and pray that they be seen as Christians, and possibly graduate to deacon's assistant, and that's when we different. For I'm not tempting to make an entrance, nor am I too worried about my ascension. To me, what the body destined to be will eventually happen. And I understand when I fraction 10% of my pension, I know it goes to fuel the pastor's jet fuel as he rations something to his captain, and I ain't snapping. So that's not for me to worry about. I just stick to doing my part. I may not always have the good book in my hands, but I hold his word in my heart. I even pass the plate of faith around to those who need to hear it. Because I tried it, liked it. Now my everyday diet contains the fruits of his spirit, and I wear it as a badge of honor. Anytime I'm honored to speak on a mic, stand on the stage, be allowed to perform before a crowd so my truth can reach any age, but honestly, brothers, I got a nervousness taken out of Moses' page. But see, each day God provides a way for me to cruise through. Thus I choose to consider myself spiritual and not intrude into any religion that is quick to exclude you. Still, I encourage you to do what's best for yourself if it behooves you. Just don't get caught up in the who's who of the church or when they're quick to include you. For it is he who stands on the highest throne alone that'll make a way if you continue to let him use you. Let the church say amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Listen here, listen here. Before we give the benediction, can we please pass the offering plate and let's give this guest speaker his due for coming through the church, speaking the truth, and being bold and not biting his tongue to do so. This is why, this right here is my brother. This is why.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks,
he definitely didn't bite his tongue at all. When he said,
but we're gonna have
past talking, past profit. Oh, that put that brought some visuals to mind, and there was a whole lot of gems in there. But that one right there jumped again.
Man, he said so much in here, Paul.
Yeah,
the last
yeah.
part caught me. See, you got to pay attention. You really got to pay attention. Because the brothers talked about when he's given 10% of his pension, he knows that it's only going to fuel the jets. But that's not for him to worry about.
Okay.
And then, my brother, I have to get into your head when you was talking about giving something in writing in cursive to a three-year-old asking them to decipher. Bro, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really? Man, you're my brother, man, and I'm definitely a fan of your pen. I always have been, and I'm so glad that you brought
it
here tonight, man. Real talk, man.
I feel the same way, bro.
And I definitely hope you won't be a stranger.
I'm going to try not to be. I'm going to try to catch out as much as I can. Gemini, who sent me the link? Somebody sent me the link, and I logged in. Gina Storm, that's who sent me the link.
Yeah. Okay.
It's every Sunday?
Every Sunday, bro. Every Sunday.
I make sure I put it on 9 p.m. But I'm in Houston, so it's going to be 8 for me, so I'll make sure, though, either way.
Okay.
Please do, brother.
Because
your gift, your skill, your craft, and more importantly, what you do for the kingdom needs to be heard, brother. Period.
Man, I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
If y'all need anything else, I mean, I'm gonna stay on for a minute. So, if y'all need anything else, just let me know. I'll pop in.
Sounds like a plan. If we can get through these callers in time, we may do a speed round. So just in case, get another piece ready.
Absolutely.
Yes. Okay. I'll talk to y'all in a minute.
God bless. All right. One love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic.
One mic, one love.
Bruh.
That brother had a mouth.
Bruh, that's my guy right there, man. You know, you always watch people, how they move, what they say. And since I've met that brother over the last year and a half, maybe almost 2 years now, he has never wavered. He has never changed who he is, and he stands for what he believes.
Amen.
And man, I love that brother right there, man.
Awesome. I believe that was the first time I heard him, but I definitely need some more of that in my life. The brother
indeed.
Was awesome.
Indeed.
And we have one more caller with their hands up, so we're going to do that. And then, Van, after that, if you wouldn't mind playing a intermission, a station identification for us.
Will do.
All righty. So we're going to open the mic for 856. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Who do we have on the mic?
Hello, hi. How y'all doing? It's Marie.
Hey, Marie.
Hello, Marie. How are you?
Hey.
How you doing?
All right. How you doing?
I'm doing good. It's good to have you back. Good to hear you again, as always.
I was trying to hurry up and get on before you guys go over too late.
You made it.
Well, you made it. You made it. You made it.
Yeah.
Okay. So was it just a free, like, we could just say what we want, or is this something, a particular topic or anything?
Well, the theme for tonight was toot your own horn. You know, we're trying to tell people what we made of, what makes us special, why we place value on ourselves. You know, there's so much negativity in the world today. We need to recognize something. We're still valuable. So we're just trying to hold each other up tonight. That's about the theme for the night.
Oh, okay. Because the poem that I have, I don't know, I might have said it in the earlier show, but it's called The Whisper. And,
it's called the what?
This poem is called The Whisper.
Okay, The Whisper.
Can you hear me?
Yes. All right, the mic is yours.
Okay.
Queen.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to read Matthew chapter 10, verse 37, okay? It says, He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. He that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And this poem is about someone, a man or a woman, putting their focus and their time on a man or a woman other than the Lord. Okay, I'm supposed to be swimming in 17 feet, but he had me drowning in 3. He didn't recognize my worth. He didn't know me. Can a peacock at his most beautiful moment be told, go stand in a corner so no one can see you? Are you kidding me? Do you see these feathers? That would be hard for me to do. But because of my loneliness, I went and stood in that corner, knowing my feathers wouldn't fit. While standing in that corner, I got so tired I had to sit. The whole time I was sitting, people was walking past. Some looked with amazement, some looked with a smile, some even stopped and stared for a little while. And then one day, I heard a whisper in my ear, what are you doing? Stand up, pick your head up, and listen to me. I gave you your beauty and those feathers for a purpose, you see. Why are you standing in that corner waiting on him when you're supposed to be searching and waiting on me? That's why I gave you ears to hear and eyes to see. When he looked at you with a frown, I looked at you with a smile. For my darling child, he's only temporary. He's only in your life for a little while. My love is eternal. My peace is everlasting. My darling child, don't ever stop fasting. For what you're looking for in him, you already have in me. I've loved you before you were born. Why can't you see? My darling child, always stay in prayer because I'm the one who really cares. And when you give, don't just give to those who you know. Give and let the love inside you grow. Feed the hungry, help the poor. My darling child, these are some of the reasons you are here for. When you speak to someone, speak about me. Tell them about my commandments. Tell them my love for them is free. Let them know I feel their pain. Tell them my love is the only love they should try to gain. Tell them choose me, which is life, and live. Tell them don't be selfish. Always give. Never stop teaching my word. Whatever I whisper in your ear, tell them everything you heard. Not only do I just love you, I'm an everlasting friend. I am the Alpha and the Omega, your beginning and your end. The whisper.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Beginning and the end, yes. Now, that wasn't a praise session right there. I love that piece.
I love that piece, too.
He loved you before you were even born. That always boggled my mind, you know, because through my human self, I have to physically see and touch and interact with something, usually before I love it, other than God. But I do interact with him. But even before I was able to move, before I was even a thought to my parents, he loved me. And that line right there just brought back such a powerful statement of the love of God for us. I appreciate that piece.
Mm-hmm.
I really do.
You're welcome.
Van, how'd you like that piece?
Oh, man, I love this piece. Second time I'm hearing it. And I got more from it this time than I did the first time, and I appreciate the scripture reference for the piece because I think that was very vital to the piece and painting a picture of where the Lord had you when you wrote this and where He wanted the people to see exactly what you brought for them, because when you talk about He that loves his mother, his father more than me. Not worthy of me. He that loves his parents, he loves children more than me is not worthy of me. And we get it twisted. We're supposed to love him above all.
Yeah.
Above all.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that is so important, and I appreciate this piece for pointing that out and you using the scripture to bring it all together. Beautiful ink. As always, Marie, thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Righty. So we're going to go into a station identification, and I hope you guys continue hanging out with us. Van, God bless you. One love, one mic.
This is Tiffany. Radio. The real. what's up? Your boy Big Buck, the rhymes live and direct.
The For the Real, Real Network. Your poetry outlet. The next phase is online. Radio. Epiphany.
From one amazing tune to the other.
Epiphany, the one and only. Well, I was hoping to get a speed round in, but we have just about 35 minutes, and there's a lot of callers, so I don't think we're going to be able to do that. But what I would like to share with you right now is my brother Van would help me out with this, because his memory is so much better than mine, since I'm in the 60 group. Van, could you give us the weekly rundown for what Epiphany has to offer?
Oh, man, of course I can, but I really think that your memory is great. I just think you just want to throw me under the bus, but it's okay. It's okay. But
so you're taking Gina's place tonight. I mean, not Gina, you're taking Danielle's place tonight, huh?
maybe, but no, but it's okay. It's quite all right. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night. Usually it would be Raw with Rain, but we may have a pop-up show in place. Because Raw with Rain may not air tomorrow night, but join us Tuesday night with Mojave and the War Council panel. And then Wednesday night is The Love Zone with your host, Miss VIP and La Perla Negra. Thursday night is The Get Down with J. Rob, the wise son, and the one and only yours truly, Poetic. And then Friday night is The Return of Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric. Saturday night show, La Perla Negra and Stan the Man Phillips will be in Poetic Therapy. And then next Sunday, we'll be right back here for another edition of The Inspiration Factory with your host, Divine Inspiration, a.k.a. Paul Sampson, and yours truly, Van Middles, a.k.a. Poetic. Paul, back to you.
Muted. Thank you very much. I was doing a Gina. Yeah, as you can see, you have no excuse for saying you're bored on any night of the week. Because all you have to do is pick up your phone and dial 319-527-6300. Epiphany has something for you every night of the week. Before we begin to close this evening, I just want to
You have one more caller.
We do have another. Awesome. Let me slow my roll. I see Gina made it back. So let's bring her on the mic. Hello, Gina. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday, Paul.
Happy Sunday.
Pastor and Deacon Van, a.k.a. Poetic and Divine Inspiration. I missed church so much. I was so glad to get in before the show ended because I've had a lot going on in my life and my family today, and I was on both phones, and so I needed the line, so I had to hang up to the show. When I got back in queue, I was thinking it might be too late. But
yeah,
I made
it. No, you
it.
Made it.
You made
indeed,
it.
Indeed, indeed. It's been an amazing show, the parts
awesome.
That I got to hear.
Thank you. To God be the glory, you know. When
Amen.
He opened the show with Van, when Van opened that show inviting God to the midst, he accepted the invitation. So nothing else
yes,
needs to be said. He had his
blessing. The blessing and the anointing over the Inspiration Factory.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. He is a wonderful God. So my sister, my queen, my friend, what did you bring for us tonight?
Okay, I have like a potpourri of things that are running through my brain, so I'm going to title my freestyle tonight simply, Thank You in Advance.
Mm-hmm. Mic is yours.
Thank you. I'm always thinking about things that I can be grateful for. I'm humbled all the time when someone sees me in a way that I don't see myself or I used to and I don't anymore. I feel like I've been blessed and highly favored in many ways because there was a time in my life when things were so much more difficult, but physically, mentally, and spiritually, I've become stronger, faster, better. And I can only give that glory to my Creator. See, God made it a possibility for me. He brought me from a long way down and amplified my life in a way that I feel like is beyond the barrier of sound. I have been transported to a place in which blessings are pouring down upon me, even sometimes in ways that I didn't believe that it was, because at the time it felt like somebody was wronging me. And then God said, you know, it's okay. Whatever they took away, I will multiply in your life 10 times. I seen it recently. So I know it isn't just something that people say. The reality is this. God's been so very good to me. So rather than me ask him to cover my aunt, who was just recently diagnosed with breast cancer, and this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month in October, or my friend who is at a no-contact shelter right now with her grandchildren because their father killed their mother. If I'm praying for all of the loved ones that I lost from January of 2020 till right now, there have been 22, and I wish that wasn't the number, but it's real. And I assure you, I can't live in a season of death because I have a life to live that God blessed me with. So every single day, all I can say is I thank you, Father, in advance. I thank you for the blessings that you're pouring down and for the prayers that you've already answered. I thank you for knowing my situation and for making sure that I'm going to be okay and that the things that I believe that are going to kill me, you say nay. She is going to be okay. I'm a warrior, and not just for God on Sunday, but every single day, all 365 on a year that's not a leap. I pray when I wake up and before I go to sleep. I pray and I bless my food in the hands that prepared it, even if it was me. And I pray for God all day and in between for everything that he gives and blesses me with, because the reality is this. I don't always feel worthy, and sometimes I fall short. But Father God, I thank you in advance for the things that you've done for me. Even if I wake up in the morning and everything hurts, I will be grateful for the fact that my heart is beating and that my lungs are filling with oxygen and I can live another day. Every day is a present, so unwrap it gratefully. Thank God in advance for the life that he's given you and to me. We have to let him know that he is a priority to us, and he will make us a priority to him. You want your name in the book of life. I'm telling you, that's the reason I'm doing this. Everyone within the sound of my voice needs to understand and appreciate this. We're perfectly imperfect, but the reality is this. We can always repent. God loves us, and that kind of love is agape. It's heaven-sent. I'm Gina Storm. Thank you for indulging me. That's my peace.
Mm-hmm. There's some power in that piece, Gina. There was power in your complete knowledge that you are covered by him, your complete faith that you are covered by him. I like how you thank him in advance for waking you up through the pains and through whatever the day may hold. You know that you're going to be okay because he got your back. You know, it's hard for us to knowingly know that we're going to face hard times and do so with a certain amount of peace, with a certain amount of boldness, knowing it's going to be okay. That thing is not going to take us out because of our faith in God. So I appreciate that honesty, that vulnerability, and yet the strength that you showed in that piece. Thank you for that.
Amen. Thank you, Paul.
Man. This how we're going to do, Paul? This how we're going to do. This how we're going to do.
You said that I was the last caller, so I have to anchor a show the same way that it was presented. So there was no way I could come on and kind of do it. I had to do it for real. Because if I'm the last poet, I got to follow suit.
I know that's right. See,
man sharpening iron out here, y'all. You already know.
Absolutely. Okay. I think your freestyle has inspired someone else because we just got another hand raised.
Yes, exactly.
But this was a really, really nice piece, Gina. Always the realness of the perspective of what you bring when you do your freestyles. And you're always very transparent when you do these pieces. So I appreciate your transparency, especially when you just opening up to God, just sharing, you know. That takes a special person to do that.
I don't worry. I pray.
That's it.
I know that's right.
Thank you, Gina.
All right, God got me. To God be the glory, y'all. Happy Sunday.
To God be the glory. Happy Sunday.
I'm so glad to be in the sanctuary. I'm going to go to the praise lounge to get my praise on. One love, one mic, brother.
I mean, that's right.
One love, one mic.
One
that's
love,
it.
One mic. Boy, she brought that, didn't she, Pam?
Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
Now, we have one last caller. Area code 214. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Who do we have on the mic?
Man, thank y'all. Y'all back on tonight. What's going on?
What's going on, Kent? What's good, Kent?
Man, it's glad to hear y'all voices, bro. Telling y'all.
Man, it's glad to hear yours too, brother.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, sir. Paul, what's going on?
Yes, sir. What's good, my brother? Hey, glad to hear you,
man,
brother.
Man, it's a blessing, man.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
We
kind of
had a little week vacation, and I you know, I didn't realize how much I enjoy this because it just didn't feel right starting Monday without
right.
Being
it didn't feel right.
Oh my God,
something was wrong.
And I'm thinking that's why my Monday, that's why my week was so bad, Paul. I think that's why my week was so bad because I didn't have.
Well, you know, when trouble hits, that just means you're getting closer to your breakthrough, bro.
You
just have to
there you go.
Trust in him.
That's what's up.
That's it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So what you bring for us tonight, my brother? I know you got something awesome to share with
us. Oh, yeah. Most definitely, though. But, man, let me tell y'all something. I had to go back and listen to the Get Down on Spotify about a week ago.
Uh-uh.
And, you know, big ups to, you know, our brother, you know, J-Rob, the wise son. When I'd heard him and I heard, like, the stories that was told, what he was going through and all, man, I was just like, I'm working and listening, and I'm like, God, you gave this man something to be thankful for.
Yes,
if this
yes,
guy
yes.
didn't make the push to get through what he had mm-hmm. to go through, and mm-hmm. all the praying warriors, including myself, you know, praying for this man to make it through. I didn't even know what he was dealing with, though. When I heard his voice, I said, okay, he must have been battling something else real serious because, you know, this COVID thing been out like crazy. And
yes.
The last thing I need to be hearing is one of our own, you know, dying, at the brink of death and stuff like that. But I just thank God mm-hmm. for him. And, you know, I know I heard Van Nils talking about where they try to do it without him. And I was like, that's like Batman and Robin. It ain't going to go right. So I'm
right,
glad
right,
out of
man.
Obedience that, you know, it is, I'm glad you were being obedient, you know, my
I
brother.
Was, man.
Van.
I was, man.
So
I really was, bro.
I know how anxious you get. Yeah, I know how anxious you are about
yeah,
getting
yeah.
the show
listen,
going and all that. I know
listen,
you.
Man,
I know
man,
you that well.
Listen, this, here's a crazy
yes.
thing, man. Here's a crazy thing. One week, I tried to do a whole different show. My show.
Uh-huh.
I tried to put my show on in that place. Man, you know, Blog Talk shut that down after 1 hour. I was like, are you serious?
Yeah. That was crazy. When I heard you say that, I'm like,
oh, man.
I was like, I said, shut it down. No,
yeah,
no,
man.
No,
so,
y'all,
so,
no. That,
yeah.
that was him. That was him telling you, hey, just shut this down
yeah,
right
man.
Now.
Yep.
And you know, because sometimes we can do stuff out of order, and you know, God's letting us know, hey, now it's not the time. Now it's not.
Right.
I know you're anxious
right.
to do it, but now
yep.
it's not that time.
Yes, sir.
And we learn from that and we push forward. And you know, even though he tried to do a lot of talking, but just the idea of just his presence and you with him talking and y'all, you know, trying to do your thing and just letting him know that hey, we behind you, brother. We love you. We thank you that you're still around. That you're still pushing it. We
yes,
thank God
yes.
for you. And
yes.
folks can't tell me that prayer doesn't work. Cause boy, we are some praying saints up in here. I'm telling you.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah. And there's some power in this piece. You know, when the righteous of God
man.
Come together.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, man. When I be praying over my food, and I be praying over my food, and I be throwing some stuff in there for everybody. It's not a game, man.
Yeah, okay.
It's not a game. It is
oh,
not
man.
A game.
Mm-hmm. Man.
Definitely need to keep each other in prayer.
No doubt.
Yes,
man.
Sir. Yeah, I definitely, you know, I miss hearing you guys, man. You know, I listen most of the time, and I just listen, you know, I listen for encouragement most of the time, you know, because sometimes you just need to hear some encouraging words. And whenever I hear from you guys or I hear from the sisters that come through, it always inspired me and it always helps me get through the week. So I want to salute to every point that came through on tonight.
Amen.
And I'm just I'm thankful that Blog Talk is letting y'all roll this week. Cause a week without y'all, wasn't the same. So I'm kind of like, well, man,
yeah,
I understand what he's going through.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
I was going through my withdrawals. You know, I enjoyed the time off, but I had my withdrawals, man. I sit around, look, I sit in my studio chair, you know, rocking back and forth like a little old lady sitting on the porch, like, what am I going to do now? What am I going to do now?
What else going to do?
Ooh, my God. I know it's hard. It's hard, Truth.
Yeah.
I know it's hard. I'm like, good Lord, what are we going to do? And then sometimes you had to think about it. That time is probably needed for you to regroup and get your thoughts back in line and have that moment to talk with the Father and all that. You know, you never know. And part of that's what is needed.
Yeah.
And
now,
you know.
Yeah.
We definitely know he's in control of it at the end of the day. So,
Things
happen for his reason.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. So
we all.
I got a quick piece. I'm gonna get y'all tonight, but it's just I had to say that I've been like wanting to say something because whenever we brothers come aboard, I was saying iron sharpens iron. You know,
yes,
we come together.
Yes.
It always helps us as men to just make it through the week. If we just come together as one and just bless each other with words of encouragement, words of love, words of truth, and it's definitely needed. And even through our poetry, it helps us a whole lot. Because you never know who you're going to inspire, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
So
that's right.
Y'all keep
absolutely
doing y'all thing, and hey, let's have fun with it.
Appreciate you, man.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. So what is your piece entitled?
All right, this is just a short piece called Imperfect Saint.
Michael George King.
All right. I'm going to let y'all know right now, I am imperfect all the way. No way I'm a saint. The sins that I carry on me, who can love a wretch like me? You can tell me I'm not a match for anyone who loves me, but God, the only one who can truly love me in spite of my imperfections. He saw my filthiness and cleaned me up from the inside out. I didn't think he could love me, or was I too afraid to love him in spite of it? He accepted me as I am, and he groomed me to be a better version of myself. Now, I ain't gonna lie. I do still do wrong at times. Yet he forgives me. Through his words, I know I can do all things. I may be imperfect to this world, but God sees me perfect in spite of my imperfection. And that's that piece.
Man, man, that was
a short one.
You know what, man? If we recognize that last statement, that we do not have to strive to be perfect because God loves us in our imperfections, we will be all right.
Mm.
I promise
okay.
you we will be all right. Because so many Bible-toting, quoting Christians look down at other people in the pursuit to be perfect. That's not the way. That's not the way. That is not the way. God said, and I said that in my piece, love the neighbor as you love yourself. That's one of the commandments.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
You're telling me that you don't love yourself enough? That you wouldn't treat somebody the way that you love yourself? And if you don't love yourself, then that's some personal time that you need to have with God.
Okay.
So that figure out how you can love yourself.
Because God loves you in all your imperfections. He want us to love each other without imperfections. See? Ooh.
Yes, right. Just like he does.
Ooh. But see, we're not ready to have that conversation. We're not ready to love that gay brother or lesbian sister because of their sexuality. They still need love. They still a person.
Right.
God still loves them.
That's true.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
And before we can worry about the moat in someone else's eyes, we have to worry about the log in our own. Work on our own imperfections instead of taking a focus off of ourselves to worry about someone else's imperfections. Because like you both said, God loves us in our imperfections. So how dare we not love someone else in their imperfections?
How dare we?
Yes, yes. That was a very, very, very important message to put out and to bring out, particularly
powerful piece
in this day and age.
Powerful. Powerful.
Yes. Mm. Brother Ken waited to the very end to come out here with that message. You know. And you know, man, after what Gina did to the mic, I think that piece right there was the only thing that could stand up and follow that piece.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
Good thing we got microphone insurance, because those are two mics that were just annihilated.
Right. Yeah, I mean that's what I was doing on this vacation, Paul. I was ensuring that certain contracts was in order, because I knew once we came back that mics would be destroyed, and you know we got mic insurance now, so we don't have to worry about coming out the budget to replace the mics. You know, it's insured now.
Ken, we're not going to be sending you an invoice for the mic that you just destroyed.
Nah,
you good on that one.
Not at all.
Oh man.
Oh.
And that was needed. That was definitely needed. Yes, sir.
Indeed. Thank you, good brother, for that piece.
Coming through
with
that piece, yes. Yeah, that was a message that definitely needed to be out. And apparently God needed you to put it out there. And he saved the best for later. We thank you, my brother.
Amen.
Oh,
as always, man. I thank God for this opportunity to come and bless the mic, and I thank you, brothers, for continue to be the blessing that usher in everyone to come in and just let the world know that hey, we truly love God. We come to serve Him and no one else, because it's all about giving Him glory, not ourselves. And I just pray that, you know, everyone be blessed by every point that came through and spit a message, you know, because throughout this week, throughout this pandemic, man, we need more positive vibes to be put out there, you know, not to be stunting and fronting like we know everything. We still learning, and yet God's still using us to be that blessing and be that light, and we got to continue to be that light no matter what. What hell hits us, we still got to come out swinging, because we're going to come out on top. Come out swinging,
right.
We're going to come out praising, we're going to
come out dancing,
we're going to come out praising Him.
Come on.
And the only person mad is the devil.
Yeah,
okay.
Man. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Dancing
yes,
right on
yes.
his head.
you know it.
Yes.
Know it.
Yes. I love that. Brother Ken, we about to wrap this show up. So we're going to put you in the praise lounge and have a few final thoughts. But, bruh, thank you once again for coming through with that piece. That piece
thank
is life.
Brother.
Appreciate you.
Yes.
God bless you. One love, one mic.
God bless you, my brother. One love, one mic.
All right. One love, one mic. God bless you guys. Love you.
Love you too, bro.
Man, love you too, brother. Wow. But, you know, he said something about every poet that came through. That spit a message tonight. I like the way he put that, because every piece that came through that night had a message to it.
It did.
We lifted ourselves up, but we're only able to lift ourselves up because of our affiliation with Christ. We're only able to lift another person up because of our failures, because of our affiliation with Christ. So,
And it was so important for us to realize that even in our imperfection, he loves us.
Yes, he does.
I just want to thank everybody that called in here tonight for sharing and fellowshipping with us. You know, as Gina said, iron sharpens iron. And I know I get fed each and every Sunday that we share together. So I just want you all to know this. Ain't nobody told y'all this today, that I love you with the love of Christ. Let me be the first to say it. But before we leave, my brother Van, is there an invitation that we like to lay on the hearts and the minds of our callers that you would like to?
Absolutely, absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening and you have no idea who this God is that we serve, who this Jesus is that died on a cross for yours and my sin, please reach out to us so that we can introduce you to him, so that we can usher you into his presence, you know, not by our own words, but by the words that are his.
Yes.
It's free. It's free. You know, the cost is your obedience, but it's free to accept him. It's free. And I'm here. Paul is here. Either one of us will be happy to usher you into the kingdom of God. So we're here for you, Paul.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much for that, man. Now, if you guys would just join me one more time as we go before the throne. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for this platform, my Father, this evening. Thank you for the callers that were obedient to your will, to allow themselves to be used for your glory. Father God, we ask your blessings as we leave the mic tonight, but never from your presence, that you would just guide us and comfort us and protect us as we go through our daily lives. We thank you for being with us this evening to start our week off on a good note. Father God, for those that are in shelters, Father God, we ask your blessings upon them. Meet them where they are, Father God. Those that are fighting cancers of every kind, Father, as the scourge that's running amok throughout the nation. Lord, be there for those people. Touch them. Give them that peace that only you can bring. Father God, we just want to say that we love you and we thank you. We ask that you would just have your way in our lives. We pray this in the precious and mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
You can find love. You can search. somebody here.